Hey, this is Anne with Spirit River Coaching on the Go. It's up to us how we handle every situation. We can't control how other people respond, but we can certainly work to control how we're interpreting and how we're internalizing things that are going on around us. There are always going to be things that we can't control. And so I want to give you some rules of thumb today, some things that have helped me and continue to help me. When I can't control a situation, it's not going the way I wished. So I have some loved ones that are estranged from me. One is my own daughter and one is a sister. And I love these two individuals unconditionally, meaning that I love them all the time, whether they're around me, whether they're doing the thing I want them to do, whether things feel perfect. I choose to acknowledge and think of the love I have for them and let that love be great enough that I can respect and without fully understanding that we're all on our own course. We are all here learning and growing in our own way, and we're all on our own trajectory. And when I go there, where I have a respect for that individual that's not in agreement with me, then I can see them, like I see myself, on a path of learning, growing, expanding, that's unique and that's full of purpose. Then I can forgive, I can allow, I can encourage them from afar, energetically, to continue on that path, even though I don't understand it. And then I flood myself with appreciation. And I also flood my own being with the understanding that I've been given a great gift of this life. And it's my job. It's my charge. I've been tasked with how I live my life. And if I can't be, you know, exactly where I wish with someone, perhaps this is an opportunity for my growth and learning. What is here for me? What's being presented to me? What do I want in this scenario? Well, I want a beautiful life. That's what I'm here for. I'm creating a beautiful life. And if there's someone around me that doesn't want to be around me, or they are exercising behaviors that I don't think are good for me to be around, then I'm going to accept that and stand in my power. Acknowledge that, and it's okay. We're all here on our own path. And I'm going to show a great appreciation for what I've been given in this life, in this opportunity. Ultimately, I believe that it's my job to enjoy and appreciate my life, my life. And so whatever's happening on the exterior that I can't control, that's not pleasant, I put it into a place where I don't fully understand it. I still send big love to the person or people that aren't with me. And I send belief in their path. And then I say thank you for everything I can think of in my own life. And I keep myself open by sending love to them so that if we meet again someday, our paths cross, that I'm not resentful, that I can see that they've been on a journey and they're back. So I hope this is helpful today. Often the greatest pains are the things that we can't just, you know, take and fix. And there are some situations that remain open. And how we choose to handle those situations can give us a lot of daily pain, or they can allow us the freedom to continue moving about in our lives and maintaining our own integrity with our life. So sending love, sending belief in someone else's purpose, can allow us to just feel good that things are okay, things are working out, all is well. I love you, and I'd love to hear about this from you. I'd love to hear if this was helpful to you. Please go into the Instagram and post a message to me as you join Instagram, or certainly you can just click reply and say hello. Have a beautiful day.